Jesus, we love you this morning. We thank you so much for loving us. And I'm just asking, I want to tell you, Jesus, thank you so much for being born. Thank you for being born. We welcome you. We want to wish you a happy birthday. And Lord, today, the best gift I know how to give you from what you told me is to give you myself. Give you my heart, give you my life, give you my time. It's not my life anymore. I give you myself completely. And Lord, I just pray that today every one of us would give you the gift that you really want, which is us. Whatever that means. We just say thank you. Lord, help us today to see your word like maybe we've never seen it before. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Please turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 1. We're going to read a good portion of two chapters. Luke chapter 2, verse 1, and Matthew chapter 2. Do you have a Bible? Just happened to have one. Isn't that funny? Came to church, had a Bible. What a coincidence. There's some Bibles right down here if somebody wants one. There's some Bibles right down here if somebody wants one. Just want you to know. I want you to just ask God right now, Lord, as we read this, help me to see what you want me to see as we read this. Help me to see what you want me to see as we read this. Hey, look at that. I'm the salt of the earth. All right, you ready? And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. Now let's look at where he starts and where they go. Let's look at the cities, and there's a reason. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. So they went to certain places where they were from to be taxed. With Mary, his espoused wife, that means he was engaged to her, and she was great with child. That means she was pregnant. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. It was time to bring forth that little baby. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, what city were they in? Okay. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. Imagine, you're out in the dark, Dudley, you and I, we're out in the dark, we're in the deep woods, you know, and then all of a sudden, all these angels show up, dude. It's like somebody turned the lights on, you know. And they were sore afraid. And the angels said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Jesus is for everybody. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, The shepherds said one to another, check it out, dude. Do you see what happened? Check it out. They said, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. Let's go into the city, because we're out in the field. Let's go into the city and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad. Now remember, the angels had said, this is going to be a sign that you're going to see a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And when they went and saw it, they confirmed what God had said to them. What they did was, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. They went everywhere telling everybody about what happened and about what they saw. Okay, there was a great announcement, there was a great light, then there was a great announcement, and then there was a whole host of these angels that showed up, started singing, having a choir. They were given a word, they went, they saw it was exactly like God had said, the angel had said to them, and then they went everywhere telling everybody about what was told to them. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They didn't just go around talk about an experience. They told what was told them. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. The people were amazed when they were hearing this. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them, considered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned. Now they returned because they had gone out everywhere. So now they return, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was even conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem, now we're in another city, to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth a womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout. Just, he was justified with God. He was devout. He was devoted unto God. Waiting for the consolation or the comfort of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. In those days, before Jesus resurrected, the Holy Ghost did not live inside of people like he lives now. He came on people only in rare times for the service of God. And it's making a note that the Holy Ghost was upon this man. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Now understand, they had been expecting Jesus. They had been expecting the Christ. He had been foretold 4,000 years before in Genesis chapter 3. But even as 700 years before in Isaiah, where it talked about, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God coming to be with us. He was waiting. He was an elderly gentleman, and he was told by the Holy Ghost, not by angels, that he should not see death before he saw the manifestation, the physical manifestation of the promise of God, which was the Savior, the Messiah, coming to save the world. He was going to see him with his own eyes. And when this man, Simeon, he came by the Spirit, he was led by the Holy Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in their child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, you got to understand, they weren't the only people that did this. All people did this. They brought their kids to the temple and dedicated them to the Lord as soon as they were born. And when the parents brought in their child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and he blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, thy Jesus. Jesus means salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother were blown away. It says they marveled. They were just like, wow. At those things which were spoken of their little baby. You see, God had done things with them, but now they're getting confirmation from other sources. The shepherds showed up. Simeon's talking to him. This guy that's got, obviously, the Spirit of God on him, which they didn't see because it didn't happen very much. And Simeon blessed Mary and Joseph and said unto Mary his mother, behold, he said, check it out. This child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. And he is for a sign which shall be spoken against. He said, Mary, he said, Mommy, yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. That's repentance. Hearts being revealed. Because without Jesus, we live in darkness. We believe lies. We're deceived. Jesus is the light of the world. When he comes in, he gives light. How much light do we want? And there was Anna. And there was one Anna. Now, first of all, there was Simeon. And now there's Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years. You know how many 84 years is? 84. Does that mean she was at least 84 years old? Okay? Because it depends on how you... Anyway. And she departed not from the temple. This lady lived in the temple. Lived at the church house. But served God with fastings and prayers night and day. You hear her ministry? Fastings and prayers night and day. Staying at the church house constantly. Served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she... coming in that instant, it was just a coincidence she happened to be there. What do you think? And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. His parents are blown away. And when they performed all things according to the law of the Lord, when his parents had done what the Bible had said, what you're supposed to do with new children, they returned into Galilee, kind of like going to Michigan, to their own city, Grand Rapids. See, that's what it's saying. They returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, we're going to stop there. Go to Matthew chapter 2. And verse 1. Now, where was Jesus born? Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. They came from another city. They come to the king because he's born King of the Jews. That was what they understood. They didn't know all the details. They just moved with the light they had. So they came to the king thinking it's going to be his son. Probably. And they said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star. Notice that. And we are come to worship him. Now when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled. He was upset. This messed up his whole plans. He did not like this. And all Jerusalem was troubled with him. Because when the king got upset, it's kind of like that saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Well, if the king ain't happy, the whole city's unhappy. And when the king, Herod, had gathered all the chief priests and all the scribes of the people together, the chief priests, the ones head of religion, scribes, the ones who had written stuff down, when he gathered them together, he demanded of them where Christ, the promised Messiah, the King of the Jews, should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. That's why we call him Lord. He's supposed to be our master, our boss, the one who rules us. Then Herod, when he had privily or privately called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. Tell me what you know. Tell me what you know. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them. Jesus had a star. It went before them. It was to lead them to him. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came. Sounds like it moved. It came and stood over the young child where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They were following what God, the light God gave them. We talk about that. Walk in the light you have, you get more light. And they rejoiced in that light. And when they were come into the house, they didn't come into the manger. Have you ever noticed that? And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child, not the newborn. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. They didn't worship her. Just witnessing to somebody this week wondered why I didn't worship the Blessed Mother. I said, she is just a lady like you or me that loved Jesus, but she was a sinner and needed Jesus. And oh no, this lady was the Mother of God and she was perfect and had no sin. And I said, I'm sorry, you misunderstood the Bible. They didn't worship her, they worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, that which was important to them, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Those are prophetic gifts. Okay? Don't have time to talk about it right now, just reading it. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, Jesus' second father. He appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into another place called Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod the king will seek the young child to destroy him." When Joseph arose, he took the young child Jesus and his mother Mary by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet a long time before, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, in other words, they didn't obey him, they obeyed God. You always obey authority, unless in so doing you disobey God. Do you hear what I said? We always obey authority, unless in so doing we disobey God. Okay? But these guys, they followed God. That's probably why they were called wise men. And Herod didn't like it that they didn't follow him and do what he wanted. And he was exceeding wroth or mad. And he sent forth and he killed all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts, the surrounding areas, the suburbs thereof, from 2 years old and under. That word that was translated young child was talking about a child that's around 2 years of age, something like that. You see, there's two different stories here. One was Jesus. We have where the shepherds, the angels came, and Jesus was born in the manger, and that was one scene. 2 years later, we're seeing another scene where these three wise men come, and they come into the house where Jesus, the young child, was. Okay? So Herod killed all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coast thereof, all the cities round about, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet a few hundred years before, saying, "In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel," or Israel, "weeping for her children, it would not be comforted, because they are not, they are killed." Verse 19, "But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, 'Arise and take the young child.'" So it wasn't that much longer after all the, you know, after they had left. It wasn't that much longer before they returned, because it's the same word, the young child. "Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod," see, Herod wanted to kill him, so he thought the son would want to do the same thing. "So he was afraid to go thither or there. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee and came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth," not Bethlehem, "that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, 'He should be called a Nazarene.'" Now, we're out of time. I just want to help you get an idea of the real story. I remember probably 30 years ago, back before we had all these nice little Bible aids and stuff, I remember studying and I remember preaching on the Christmas story in Matthew chapter 2 and talked about how that that everything that we think happened all at the manger scene, it didn't all happen there. The wise men didn't come to that manger scene. They came later, okay? Not that it makes a big difference, okay? Except for, why did God have it happen that way? There's a reason. And they were testifying of who Jesus was. They had left their home. They had traveled to a whole other country. They had quit their job. They had done all this stuff. Go to worship Him. It's Christmas time. There's a reason that we worship Him. There's a reason we celebrate this. I just want you to notice there was all kinds of places. There was Bethlehem. There was Nazareth. There was Jerusalem. There was Egypt. I just want you to notice these things. Jesus, we just commit this time, these words, these thoughts into your hands. We thank you for your word. We thank you your word stays true. We thank you we have the written word that we can, anytime we can look at it and get it all nailed down. It's what you say, not what we think or what others say that you said, but we can go to your word and thank you that we have your word. You are so awesome. Thank you that we have you, Jesus, as the word. Lord, we commit this day into your hands and our time and our lives. We say thank you, Jesus. Amen.